This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, Thanksgiving week. We are thankful for all of you, the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, Leah Backstrom, Chris Larson, and the great Daniel taking your calls when you ring us up at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can text yours truly, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 701-226-8503. Did any of you watch Meet the Press on NBC on Sunday? Wow, huge ratings for
him. Well, thanks to Kevin Kramer's people, I saw the replay, via email. But it's hard for me to watch that show and take it that seriously sometimes.
It is fake news of the finest variety. There's no doubt about that. He said he was asked really two things. One related to counting the votes, extending the fight, getting to a legal conclusion that says every legal vote has been counted. We certify this, on we go. The other question had to do with the transition and the sharing of information, which is standard protocol anytime there is a space between an election and an incoming president. There's a apparatus set up where you're sharing information. And the Trump administration and their fans in the media have been busy whining that, Trump won't give them access to it. Which, they could legally fight if they wanted to. They don't. They just say, he's not giving it to us. Personally, I thought for a while, just give it to him. I don't want to hear him whining, and it's a distraction. It's unimportant compared to the much more important issue of counting the votes. He's a former vice president. She's a former senator, will be a former senator. Hopefully not. On an intelligence committee. So they know most of this stuff anyway. It isn't like they're getting any kind of big secrets or anything else. It's just, it's typical Donald Trump, honestly. He doesn't want to go with the norm. He's saying, no, I'm fighting this. I'm going to win this. So, we're not going to transition you to information. But I personally think, who cares? Get rid of the issue. But anyway, it's sort of flip a coin what you think. It's not that big a deal, in my view. So anyway, his answer on that part of the question related to transition was conflated as such to suggest that he was done with the whole thing, which he wasn't. And a ridiculous amount of our fine listeners, ridiculous meaning a lot of people, sent sort of, what the heck's wrong with Kevin? What's he doing? What's going on? Da, 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 that kind of thing over the weekend. To which I replied to each of them, did you watch the entire thing? And I didn't exactly get a lot of replies back. So here's what we're going to do today. Okay? Senator Kramer is on here every week for an hour. He'll have chances to talk about this, explain it, whatever, on Friday. But I just want to use this as an exercise in what you believe. And maybe that's not going to change after you hear this, but maybe it will. And what you believe should never be driven by a headline, ever. And the actual body of the story, sometimes, but not always. Be curious. They have a quote here, but what was the question? How was it asked? So the interview started with the Senator Kramer yesterday on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. Up Chuck, Chuck Todd. Up Chuck or Chuck Todd?
Sleepy eye.
He began the question by saying, and this is a favorite tactic of everybody in the media. So another Republican colleague of yours, Pat Toomey, says this thing should be done over. Pennsylvania, they lost. They were thrown out of court. It should be over. Do you agree with Pat Toomey?
Chuck, first of all, again, thanks for the opportunity to be with you. And no, I do not, although I think it's very likely. That said, I think we, again, I don't know why we're so easily offended by a president that's carrying out all of his legal options in court, not enhancing, you know, encouraging any riots or burnings of buildings or beating up of Democrats coming out of Democratic meetings or events. It's just a simple legal process. And really, there have not been a lot of evidentiary hearings that have involved the Trump case. There have been other hearings. I noticed that you used a number that was rather large of cases that have been thrown out or dismissed. But when it comes down to actually looking at evidence, there have not been many, if any, and maybe the Pennsylvania one was the first one. So I think everyone ought to calm down a little bit. I don't see this as an attack on our democracy. I mean, we spent 4 years listening to news shows and liberals trying to discredit the Trump administration to the point of spying on him. By the last administration, $40 million spent on a independent counsel that started with no evidence and ended proving that there was no evidence, and then of course this crazy impeachment. So I think what we're experiencing now, everyone ought to just relax and let it play out in the legal way. We'll be just
fine.
Wow,
yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, he just hit it. That was the hockey version of a hat trick. That was the political version rather of a hat trick right there. First of all, when you get asked the question by fake news, and they don't like the answer, usually your answer is cut off and they ask another question, right? What did Kevin do there? Three answers to the one question. Actually, four. I don't agree with Pat Toomey. Number two was, by the way, just relax. This thing could play out. Isn't it interesting? There aren't riots. They're not looting. People can go to meetings without being harassed. What he was saying to Chuck Todd there is, unlike you liberals, we can do this civilly. Little shot there. I like that. Second was the courts. Nobody's made this point. They should make the point. When somebody says, oh, you got tossed out of court, blah, blah, blah. Tossed out of court. What does that mean, tossed out of court? Tossed out of court to me means you're a whole bunch of you thrown onto the step like a bunch of you're idiots. Civil litigation allows for you to come in and try and find standing. All they're doing is taking the steps to get to a Supreme Court. That's all they're doing. So when they're quote-unquote tossed out of court, they just won. They came a step closer to the Supreme Court. Nobody makes that point. Kevin did.
Great point.
It is a very good point.
And he called out the last 4 years of worthless $40-plus million dollars worth of investigation.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was number four.
All
where he's
in there.
About,
I knew where you were going.
Where he's talking about...
impeachment nonsense.
All of the investigations, all of the things they made up. I mean, they never said the Trump presidency was legitimate, ever. So that's a trifecta plus one.
Don't you love how they're calling for unity and kumbaya now, though? Come on, let's all just come together.
We've seen that movie. Okay, so here we go. Next in the interview, just go ahead and roll it. Chucky's going to ask a question here.
You've implied that there's no damage being done just now in those comments. So you believe the spectacle, I want to ask you, the spectacle of Rudy Giuliani on Thursday, using the headquarters of the Republican Party, I mean, at one point, one of the lawyers accused a dead dictator of somehow being a part of this. I mean, are you really saying that the president is you're out there saying the president's not encouraging somehow any way of sort of being disorderly about this? How is that not encouraging disruption and disorderly? He's accusing the entire system of being corrupt. Is that not undermining the democracy?
Well, first of all, what they're claiming is that there's a lot of evidence, and they're presenting that evidence in cases. Now, it's up to them to present that evidence, Chuck, obviously, and we've yet to see a real hearing where evidence was presented. And they're not obligated to present it at, you know, yesterday or tomorrow, although the sooner the better from my perspective. But I'm just speaking strictly now from this attack on democracy, as you call it. These are legal systems. These are processes that are in our Constitution, in our laws, and they're not just appropriate, but they're really an obligation, frankly, to the millions of Americans that President Trump is a reflection of. I know you know, a lot of people like to think that we're the reflection of him. He's a reflection of millions of people that want to see him fight this to the end. Now, there has to be an end, Chuck. I agree. There has to be an end. Yeah. I frankly do think it's time to, well, it's past time to start a transition, to at least cooperate with the transition. I'd rather have a president that has more than one day to prepare should Joe Biden, you know, end up winning this. But in the meantime, again, he's just exercising his legal options.
That's very well said. That's very well said. All right? I mean, he's saying, here's why I think we should have a transition. I don't want to get down to one day before, but let this play out, and there isn't any chaos. And why is Trump doing this? It isn't about Trump. It isn't about Rudy Giuliani. It's about the millions of people that support this president and his cause.
And the election fraud that's everywhere.
Something they'll never get in fake news world. More of this coming up.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military services.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Gone and close the curtain, 'cause all we need is candlelight.
Let me tell you about the perfect Christmas gift. guaranteed to get the reaction you're hoping for when that family member or friend opens up that gift and just lights up like a Christmas tree. My Pillow. The founder, Mike Lindell, has given us on What's On Your Mind a chance to offer you a really good deal. On a queen-size premium MyPillow that would regularly be $69.98, it's only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. Now, you go to most big box stores and you will pay for the most junky pillow in the world, $40, $50, $60, I mean, a lot of money for a pillow that's going to guarantee you a neck ache. Not MyPillow. Not MyPillow. In fact, it has a 60-day money-back guarantee, meaning you sleep on it for 60 nights. You don't like it, you send it back. Well, they even extended that now to March 1st, 2021. Plenty of time to make sure you love it. $29.98 for a queen, add $5 for a king. It's $40 savings. Right now, MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Square. You'll find all kinds of other great deals. As well, 800-506-9028. Would you call them today? Just get this off your to-do list. You know you want it. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. We are taking the unusual step on the program today of playing the entire interview of someone that we've seen maligned by fake news. And I have to tell you, it's going to talk a little truth to power now, friends. We're guilty of this, too, as conservatives. We see something and say, what did Kevin do? What? What are you talking about? Look at this headline. Where's it from? NBC. What's it on? Oh, he was on Meet the Press. Okay, go back and listen to yourself right now. Meet the Press, NBC, and a headline, and you're telling me to react to what you're worried about?
Yeah, you lost me at Meet the Press.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Hello? So be careful. Keep your powder dry. Preserve your energy to fight battles that need to be fought, not wild goose chases like this. All right, Chucky Todd has the next question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Roll it.
Confirm, you believe that the head of GSA tomorrow morning at this point ought to say the transition needs to begin. It looks like Joe Biden's going to be the apparent winner. Yes, there's more to go through. If this is what the head of GSA said, yes, there's still more to go through, but it looks like Joe Biden's the apparent winner. Let's allow the transition process to begin. Should that be what happens tomorrow morning?
Yeah, it should happen tomorrow morning because it didn't happen last Monday morning. I just think you have to begin that process, give the incoming administration all the time they need. Now, I will also say this. I think that Vice President Biden has been a bit overdramatic as it relates to Operation Warp Speed and the distribution of the vaccines and things. I mean, none of those things are a secret. The military is in charge of Operation Warp Speed. The military is still going to be there after the election. But there are lots of other things. Informed my staff well over a week ago that they ought to cooperate with any transition outreach because we want to be prepared. We have to, you know, we have a government to run regardless of who the president is.
Does it concern you that so many, and I'm curious what happens when you have your own constituents that say to you, Senator, I know this was stolen. I just don't believe it. What is it going to take to these to tell those folks, your constituents in North Dakota, look, I know you don't like the results, but it was fair and square.
Hang on, stop it a second.
That's a great point.
I don't think it is a great point, actually. I'll disagree with Senator.
It's a loaded question.
Yeah, it's a typical fake news question.
Yep.
The entire interview to this point has been count. They haven't brought evidence yet. Let's get to keep your powder dry. We can do this. Nobody's rioting. Let's find out what the truth is. Now he sneaks in the GSA question.
But wouldn't you agree?
The apparent winner question there. Yeah. He's the apparent winner. No, I didn't say he was the apparent winner. It's separate issues. Let's go find out who the winner is. At the same time, move to a transition process that would be normal. But this question here now, what are you going to tell your constituents? Let me translate what Chuck Todd's saying. you know, Kevin, you got a bunch of hayseeds that voted for you out there in North Dakota. You know, they're just bumpkins. They don't know boo. And, you know, they love Trump, and they're Trump this, Trump that. And you're here in the Senate, and you're Mr. Important. How do you go back there and tell him, pat him on the head, no. Here's his answer.
Look, I know you don't like the results, but it was fair and square.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. That's where leadership really does have to step in, and where you have to both be attentive to them and then use your circle of influence. And I think what it's going to take, Chuck, is for all of these legal avenues to be exhausted.
Thank you.
And then at some point, we start preparing for another election. Your monologue illustrated a couple of times in our history when there have been challenges, and the good news is that our republic is very resilient.
You do realize that in this century, there have been four closer presidential elections, 2000, 2004, 2012, 2016. Believe it or not, the popular vote win here by Biden is even larger than Barack Obama's was over Mitt Romney. So at what point does this undermine our... You heard Governor Larry Hogan. This is not coming from a member of the media. It's a Republican who thinks this is undermining...
A dumb Republican.
...the look of America to the world.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people would like a nice, tidy, historically traditional sort of election, but we don't have a traditional president. He didn't get there in a traditional way. I never cease being amazed at people like you who are surprised when he's not behaving the same way as previous presidents have behaved. But I also go back to the fact that just last year, Hillary Clinton referred to him as an illegitimate president. We went through 4 years of trying to delegitimize him. I think that to have this process is just fine. And who knows? Remember, we've also never in history, in this century and any other century, had a massive vote by mail, you know, balloting where there was things like ballot harvesting and ballot curing, things that we've never even heard of before that were taking place.
Frankly, a much lower
rejection rate of mail-in ballots than just 4 years ago when there were many fewer of them. So it's okay to go through this process. Make sure it's being done right. Make sure that it never happens again if there are irregularities. We can't ignore hundreds of signed affidavits. That's evidence. That's way more evidence than Robert Mueller had.
Well, so far, though, that is not the case because this evidence, they haven't presented it in court because they don't have it, it appears. We'll see. As you said, if they have the evidence, they should present it. And they've yet to present it in a courtroom because you can't lie to a judge. Anyway, Senator Cramer, Republican North Dakota.
I don't know if that's the reason, Chuck. But
well, we don't know, but they haven't done it.
Yeah. See, he always likes to get the last word with a little zinger and, I'm better than you. And Kevin didn't let him by with that either. I don't think that's the case.
You know what I asked my bride yesterday? She was working some overtime for our fine veterans. She works for the VA. Said, anywhere in your mind, do you believe that Joe Biden received more votes than any president in American history?
I know.
No, he didn't have the support. Does anybody believe that?
That's largely a resort of the mail-in ballot, right?
Yes.
Because Trump had more votes than any other president as well. There were a lot more votes. Why? The mail-in ballot. And mind you, we don't have as high a rejection rate now when we have more than ever mail-in ballots than before. Something is rotten in Denmark.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is. And we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, too, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The politicians making decisions for millions of Americans during this pandemic have never missed one paycheck. How could they understand the life and death consequences of their decisions? The curfews and business closures didn't work in Europe's fault, yet here we are. Republican Congresswoman-elect Young Kim tells Fox Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom has failed the people.
Instead of helping businesses to be creative and innovative and to stay afloat and keep their businesses open, Governor is doing, I mean, he's basically enjoying himself going to a restaurant and telling everybody else not to do it. I understand their frustration.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the Treaty on Open Skies, an agreement between 34 nations to observe one another's militaries through unarmed flyovers. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday, Russia continued to block flyovers and were not following the treaty. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
For a second there, I thought maybe Scott was singing this time. I feel like I've heard this song before.
It's so good we had to play it twice.
You just don't hear enough Eagle Eye Cherry on the radio anymore, do
there's
you?
There's a backstory, but I'm not going to bore you with it.
We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Action Movers. You know the gang at Action Movers? If there's a move in your future and you get that little pit in your stomach to say, how am I going to get this to there? That could be an office, right? Very important assets of the company. It could be your home, family treasures, and whatnot. You just don't have, you know, Joe Schmo on the street taking care of something like that. You go with a pro. Pro that is licensed and bonded. All the drivers have, the way Action Movers does things, if there is a requirement for drivers, and here's the you know, the standard, the bare minimum, they go way beyond it. Just how they do it. Been around since 1932 in Bismarck, family owned, veteran owned, currently have locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. See what I'm talking about? Providing every solution possible for moving and storage, from do-it-yourself to full-service moves. They'll bring over the little mini storage unit right at your location, across the block, across the country. They do it all. Competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or too small. Call them at 566-5532, 566-5532, 566-5532. 5532, or visit them online at actionmovers.com. That's with two A's, actionmovers.com. Okay, you heard Senator Kevin Cramer, Chuck Todd, the full interview. Assess what you heard. I'm just going to tell you, don't let this influence your comment. When I heard it, I thought, wow. A number of points not brought up anywhere else. Related to, for instance, so you talk about 23 court cases. The evidence wasn't presented in 23 court cases. So you can't say the evidence isn't there. You know, Chuck Todd at the end tried to grasp the straw saying, well, the reason they're not presenting evidence is they don't want to go to jail and they'd lie. I mean, oh my gosh. I thought the biggest point was get it right. Why are we in a hurry? Nobody's rioting. We don't do things like that. Do it the right way. And by the way, he's doing it for the millions of people who support him. So I can't think of a point I would have added. I can't think of a point I would have added. Even on the transition stuff, you could flip a coin on that. I happen to see why he believes what he believes, but that became the headline. That had nothing to do with the substance of the interview. And Kevin did make a point to say, boy, they're being overly dramatic about that, because you got Biden saying, don't like this vaccine, don't like that, don't like that. You know, so what's the big deal? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Good job, bad job. Make the points. What do you want more of from Senator Cramer? I believe in their heart of hearts, Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator John Hoeven, Congressman Kelly Armstrong, I believe in their heart of hearts they want Trump to win. They'd love for the legal team to find a way to win, and they're rooting for it. Kevin Cramer has been very out front about it, as you just saw him on Meet the Press. No picnic for Republican senators normally to go on. Senator Hoeven and Congressman Armstrong have not been, in my mind, as out front as Senator Cramer on the issue, but that's not all that unusual. And Kelly is when there's kind of an issue that is in his wheelhouse, Judiciary Committee in the House is an example or whatever, but he's never been one to go into the trenches on behalf of the Trump administration. Again, I believe he wants him to win, but it's just not his style. Same thing with Senator Owen. He's going to keep his head down and find different slices of this that benefit one or the other. All right, let's get to your reaction. Kevin Cramer has asked that President Trump concede the election. Where in the heck is that he coming from? Listener from Jamestown. What should my reply to that listener from Jamestown be? I feel like I've just been slugged over the head. We just got done playing a better part of an hour of an interview.
Go on Kevin Cramer's YouTube channel and watch the whole interview.
In none of those, I don't know however many minutes that was there any reference to Senator Cramer suggesting President Trump concede the election?
No, not at all.
Where do you get this stuff? Who are you listening to?
The headline.
Come on!
Clickbait.
We got to know better than that. Rhonda in Grand Forks. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rhonda.
Hi. I'm really happy to talk with you, Scott. I listen to your show as often as I can as I travel around. I'm a home health nurse. So I did read the headlines, and I first thought, why is Senator Cramer on Beat the Press? Chuck Todd has proven himself to be who he really is, a swamp creature. And so I did write Senator Cramer an email, and I wondered if I could just read that to you on your program.
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, so I went by that he is willing to do this whole president-elect business with Biden. So, dear Senator Cramer, I very gladly voted for you, as I agree with most of what you support. I also very gladly voted for President Trump twice because he supports a free, sovereign United States of America. My question for you, Senator Cramer, is where is your backbone and courage in standing strong for our president now? You go on that dishonest, anti-American show, Meet the Press, and say President Trump should cooperate with the Biden transition. What the heck? I don't swear very much, so. Biden is no more president-elect than I am. We, the people of this great country and of this great state of North Dakota, deserve better from you. Now is the time to stand up. Prove who truly won the 2020 presidential election and stop weakening to the swamp. Please stand for me, for your fellow conservative, hardworking North Dakotans, and support President Trump through this fight for the soul of our nation. Now, Scott, I didn't really listen to the whole interview. I have to admit it. And so that's my point of just being on that show. Why pick that show?
Yeah, I would say that about a lot of people. I think Senator Cramer is a good enough match for somebody like Chuck Todd, as you saw play out, that he was able to do it. I say it all the time. I mean, like the 60 Minutes fiasco just before the election with the president and Leslie Stahl. I mean, I'm screaming, why are you on 60 Minutes? Who cares? Who thinks that's a good idea to do that show? You know they're setting a trap for you. Don't even go. You know? Don't even go. So it happens. It's sort of the allure of the swamp, I guess. But I do think that Senator Cramer is pretty good. He proved that. You know, I mean, I think, let me just back up, Rhonda. I'm thinking that you saw the headline that a lot of people said, ah, this is terrible. Why would he do that? Why would you go on Meet the Press? Because they're going to get you to say that anyway. But if you just sort of clear all that out and go back and say, I'm going to listen to the whole thing, I think a lot of what you want from Senator Cramer, you got in that interview.
Right. And I fully respect him. I just think the pressure that they're under. I used to live in Maryland for 30 years right outside of D.C. and went through, you know, a lot of administrations with, you know, Reagan was in for a bit when I lived there in the summers. And, you know, it just all the way to, you know, Miss Trump, because I moved back to North Dakota, which I love being here. But, you know, the pressure they're under, I know, is probably considerable. And just thinking of those campaign election poll workers in, was it Michigan, that were threatened? You know, I don't know what goes on with the politicians in threats and all that pressure they're under. So I feel for them. But I just think we can be strong and courageous. And we support Senator Cramer. All of us, I saw him at the rally, Trump's rally in Fargo. And it just, they're going to parse his words. They're going to take, the swamp takes out what they want people to hear.
No, they are. There's no doubt about that. And I think you have a good argument in saying most should avoid it because you know the trap they're setting. But I think we as conservatives, as consumers of news, we either got to not watch any of it, not see any of it, just tune it out. Or my wife's like that right now. She's like, she's off Twitter. She's on the parlor. She's just, yeah, I'm done with a bunch of, you know.
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yeah, you got to kind of clear your head and just say, I'm going to go.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I got rid of Fox News.
Yeah, we did too.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I do like to. I read Reuters and I read AP. You know, because you do have to be informed. You know, and I'm not going to shut my eyes and like as a child, cover my ears and go, no. You know, I'm not going to listen to anything because we've got to know what's going on. And
yeah, but I don't think there's been a Reuters article written that isn't you know, leaning one way. But you get all the way through it, and you can say, okay, there it is. There's the smoking gun, if you will. There's the line that sticks out the most. We can find it, so it's incumbent on us, too, not to get sucked into those stuff. Appreciate the call, Rhonda, very much, and thank you for your service as a home health nurse, and your travels, I hope, are safe today. Ron and Stanley, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey. Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Here's a simple solution to all this. What could happen, and I don't know if the Supreme Court could do it, but could they throw the election out totally and make everybody revote, make the country revote, and not accept the general mail-in type ballots? Because we know that Biden had those preset, stored away, done way before the election came, in case he needed them in these major states that supposedly is under contest right now.
Well, here's one way I think that could happen, Ron. I mean, the rules are really laid out pretty clearly in the Constitution that the state legislatures, state by state, decide what happens. Right? So let's just say Pennsylvania. Let's say somebody with a level head in Pennsylvania says, wait a minute, we got all these mail-in ballots, never done it that way before. The rejection rate used to be 7% when we used a mail-in ballot, and now it's 1%. Wait a minute, that's a little weird. Why is there less now when there's more ballots? Doesn't make any sense. We got something wrong here. Let's do it over. They could do that. They could say, and again, to get to the facts, so your idea is A good one. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88. Your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and a chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at Cashwise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
So that's a good question. Boring saves you money because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up, and you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it. Less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out. Here we got some good weather, doing some bores down in Strasburg, waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need really excavation wise. We do boring, a lot of road bores, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404. 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Petroserve USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience for lunch today. Scallop potatoes and ham, too. Both of those at the Valley City location. in West Fargo, 1021 West Main, vegetable beef hot dish. The weather's perfect for that kind of lunch, is it not? For a little vegetable beef hot dish?
Oh, yeah.
You kidding me right now? My goodness, that sounds good. Let's see here. How about in Harwood today? 310 Dakota, that's where Petroserve USA is. Tater Tot Hot Dish. The Chicken Fettuccine at 3820 12th Avenue North as well. They always have good lunch specials in Yearland, too. If you've not been to Yearland before, I'd check that one out. Ada as well. Very good. Petroserve USA, 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Four items for $4, and it's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza for lunch, dinner, whatever. Two fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items for $4. Petroserve USA. All right. We spent a good chunk of this hour playing clips from Senator Kevin Cramer on Meet the Press. Headlines of that interview distorted things to suggest that he thought it was time to move on in the election, which he didn't. He was just in favor of sharing transition information and going through the normal process there and thought that should happen. But could happen while the process plays out. So, you agree or disagree with what Senator Cramer said? You want more from Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong? What do you want? They work for you. What do you want? Let's go to Quinn. Is there a Quinn, North Dakota?
Oh, no.
No,
sounds familiar.
It's a Quinn, Doc, South Dakota. Yes. Good
Doc
morning.
Doc in Quinn, South Dakota. All right, now I'm better off. How are you, Doc?
Oh, good. Your signal reaches all the way down here. We're picking you up loud and clear. Yeah, I don't believe my ears when I heard Senator Cramer would come off with something like that. So I have two questions. The first one is, for the 10-year-olds running the Democrat Party, since you guys thought that Donald Trump and the rest of us stole the elections, you think it's okay to steal it back. Well, the Democrats are wrong about things because the rest of us are watching them very closely, and we're not going to let them get away with it. My question is, do you think you're going to get away with it? The second question is, and this is the important one, with extra new waves of coronavirus happening all the time, again and again over here, what's to stop the Chinese from doing it over and over? And my question is, who's watching them? And I'll take my arrows off the line. Thank you.
Hey, Doc, I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
Is the two-bit saloon and steakhouse still going?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, maybe.
Okay.
But, he's open irregularly, but, yeah, they're still there.
You should have told us that... You were a suburb of Wall, right there in the beautiful Quinn, South Dakota.
This is a high-end suburb of Wall.
Doc, thanks for the call, and I'm going to just let your comments sit and see if anybody else wants to comment on them, because we have a lot of calls waiting to weigh in. So, Cindy and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I believe since Joe Biden knows that the election was rigged, and after listening to Giuliani and the other gals give their thoughts about how the election was, the counting was screwed with, and then also last night listening to Levine, he was talking about how the Democrats flooded all these states with lawsuits on how to change the voting rates to get around the Republicans. And I believe that that sort of thing can happen on a large scale. And since Biden is 78, and he knows he's not equipped to run the country for the next 4 years, he needs to concede, step aside, let Donald Trump have his presidency and show what a seamless transfer of power really looks like.
Yes. Well, it wouldn't be a transfer if Trump is staying there, but it would be a what's the word I'm looking for? And a gentlemanly, no, stately, you know, kind of, you know, the right thing to do. Cindy, appreciate your call, though, so much. Thank you very much. I, you know, look, when you get that town, Washington, D.C., politics in general is full of people with ginormous egos. Ginormous egos. And, yes, many of them wish to do good for their constituents and their communities and their states and everything else. No doubt about it. But you just don't get to that point in your life and go, oh, maybe I should step down. Texas says, regarding the interview, I feel better listening to the whole interview. However, he should not give that piece of crap the time of day. All right. Piece of crap. I think I know who he's talking about. Might be Chuck Thomas.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.